They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18. Discipline your children while there is hope, otherwise you will ruin their lives. The word discipline has a harsh ring about it, doesn't it? But the writer of Proverbs is clear that it's absolutely essential for every parent to know how to do it. He saw discipline as the way that parents show love to their children. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, he wrote, "Direct your children on the right path, and when they're older, they won't leave it." His many references to the use of the rod suggest that while methods of discipline have changed considerably, the principle holds good. Every child needs to have the security of knowing what the rules are, and someone who will ensure that they are followed. I remember talking with a friend about his teenage years. His parents allowed him to do whatever he wanted, and at the time he thought that was great. It stood in marked contrast to those around him who had to follow some very clear rules from their parents. My friend was allowed to come back home at any time at night, to drink as much as he wanted. When he started using drugs, his parents didn't raise any objections. Then slowly it dawned on him that they gave him this much freedom because they simply didn't care. They didn't love him. This led him to a time of deep depression. Discipline may not sound attractive, but it's actually the clearest expression of love. The writer to the Hebrews talks about the way that God disciplines us. He writes, "No discipline is enjoyable while it's happening. It's painful. But afterwards, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way." If you're a parent, may God give you great wisdom, gentleness, as love as you discipline your children. And if you're not a parent, I urge you to pray for those who have this awesome responsibility. All of us also need to be ready to receive God's discipline, knowing that he only ever says no to us because he loves us and wants us to thrive. So let me ask you a question. In what ways has God disciplined you? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you love us so much that you're willing to discipline us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, releasing power to the people who know their communities best. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.